Kindly chorus, but choruses yield little consolation when we have pain and sorrow to before us. I love and love, alas, above my station.
He loves and loves the lass above his station.
Yes, yes, the lass is much above his station.
Blushing beauty, for whom proud nobles sigh, and with each other vie to do her menial's duty.
To do her menial's duty.
A suitor lowly born, with hopeless passion torn, and poor beyond denying, has death for her to pine, and whose exalted shrine a world of wealth is sighing.
A world of wealth is sighing.
Unlearned he not save that which love has taught, for love had been his tutor. Oh, pity, pity me, our cat. captain's daughter she, and I that lovely suitor. Oh, pity, pity me, our captain's daughter she, and I that lovely suitor.
I can hand reef and steer or ship a selvagee. I've never known a queen of the fury of a gale, and I've never, never stick at sea.
What never?
No, never.
What never?
Well, hardly ever.
Hardly ever stick at sea. Give me pictures and one cheer more for the captain of the dinner for. Give me pictures and one cheer more for the captain of the dinner for.
I do my best to satisfy you all.
And you are quite content.
You're exceedingly polite, and I think it only right to return the compliment.
You're exceedingly polite, and I think it only right to return the compliment.
Bad language or abuse, I never, never use, whatever the emergency. Though bother it, I may occasionally say, I never use a big, big D.
What never?
No, never.
What never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever spread the big, big D. Give pictures and one cheer more for a well-bred captain of a thing of four. Give pictures and one cheer more for a captain of a thing of four.
Sir, you are sad. The silent eloquence of yonder tear that trembles on your eyelash proclaims a sorrow far more deep than common. Confide in me, fear not, I am a mortal.
Yes, little buttercup, I'm sad and sorry. My daughter Josephine, the fairest flower that ever blossomed on ancestral timber, is sought and managed by Sir Joseph Porter, our Admiralty's first lord. But for some reason, she does not seem to tackle kindly to it.
Oh, poor Sir Joseph! Oh, I know too well the anguish of a heart that loves but vainly. But see, here comes your most attractive daughter. I go, farewell.
A plump and pleasing person.